We have our five members. And with that, I'll call the meeting to order of the Derby Inland Wetlands Agency. Our members that in attendance are, in terms of our roll call, we have Jason Miller and Jennifer Ferdrocious. We also have our town engineer, Ryan McAvoy, present.
And it's 6:06 p.m.
Second item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. That, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of America,
stands one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and then we already did the roll call. The application submitted by Stephen and Nina Sonsini. Location 35 Bellevue Drive, Derby, Connecticut, for the construction of a single family dwelling and detached garage. A decision may be made on this application.
Mr. Chair, you have to just ask if anybody from the public wants to speak at this point.
Does anyone from the public want to speak on this matter? Okay, maybe the applicant can briefly go over the application again.
No, go ahead, Nene. You're much better at public speaking than me.
As Paul mentioned, this is a it's an application for a single family dwelling with a separate detached garage. The reason we're putting forth this application is because it fell within 50 feet of outlined wetlands. So we submitted special request for the meeting to kind of be fast tracked, and we appreciate the committee considering and doing so.
Okay, I think last time, I think Ryan brought up some concerns to be addressed. Have those been addressed, Ryan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Essentially, the only item that I wanted the applicant to provide was some information regarding the actual total square footage of impact within the 50-foot upland review area, which their surveyor was able to provide to me. So but prior to the previous meeting, I reviewed the engineering, site layout, and drainage computations, and I find they're all in agreement with town city regulations.
Do any of the members have any questions of the app?
Nope.
No.
Okay, I think, Ryan, you prepared a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, at your request, I prepared a draft motion. I'd be happy to read it for the members to consider. That's acceptable.
Yes.
Dated February 1st, 2021, regarding the application number 21011301 for Stephen and Nina Sonsini, 35 Bellevue Drive. Motion that the City of Derby and the Wetlands Agency, having considered the factors pursuant to Section 10 of the regulations, and after review of written and verbal information provided by the applicant, agency members, and city staff, finds the following. Number one, on January 9th, 2021, Stephen and Nina Sonsini submitted application for activities in upland areas adjacent to the wetlands. These activities are associated with the development of the single-family house. Two, a wetland delineation report, which had been prepared for previous applications on the subject parcel, has been prepared, which identified the existing site conditions. Three, the project proposes to mitigate increases in runoff from the proposed house and driveway with a rain garden / stormwater management basin. Four, there will be no direct impacts to the wetlands. Five, there will be a total of 1,350 square feet of disturbance within the 50-foot regulated upland review area for the purpose of constructing the rain garden. Six, that this application is not a significant activity in accordance with the definition of significant activity as found in the regulations of the DIWA, and we will require a summary ruling. Seven, the lot is to be served by public water and sanitary sewer. Eight, sediment erosion control measures have also been incorporated into the design, including sediment footprints, stabilized construction entrances, construction sequencing, etc. Number nine, information was provided by the applicant, city staff, and agency members during the regular scheduled meeting on March 4th. That's out of date. Okay. the regularly scheduled meeting on January 13th, 2020, and the special meeting on February 1st, 2021. Therefore, the agency moves to approve application number 210-1301. In addition to the requirements listed in sections 11.9, 12, and 13 of the regulations, the following stipulations also apply. And this is, I'm gonna read off these conditions. Number one, I would like some feedback from the members. This is a pretty standard condition, but I'll read it in and we'll determine if it's appropriate. One, the applicant shall place medallions prescribed by the DIWA at intervals of no less than 75 feet on 4x4 posts or existing trees along the 50-foot regulated upland review area boundary and limited to disturbance where regulated activities are proposed. A plan showing the location of the marker shall be provided prior to the issuance of a building permit. Two, the applicant shall notify the city engineer a minimum of 48 hours prior to the commencement of excavation for the installation of the storm drainage features. Three, per section 11.15 of the regulations, the DIWA approves the application as a summary ruling and the applicant shall pay a fee of $100 to the City of Derby Finance Office. Four, lack of compliance with any stipulation of this permit approval shall constitute a violation of the regulations and a cease and desist order shall be issued by the Wetland Enforcement Officer, WEO. Five, any further changes or modifications to the application presented shall be submitted to the DIWA to determine if additional review and approval are necessary. Six, prior to any construction activities covered by this permit, the applicant shall have the following items both completed by a qualified party and verified as complete by the city engineer, corporation counsel, and or WEO. A, pursuant to section 12 of the regulations, a bond covering the cost of the sediment erosion control measures shall be filed with the city clerk. The amount and form of the bond shall be approved by the city engineer and corporation council. B, prior to any clearing or earth moving activities, the proper installation of all sediment erosion control measures indicated on the above reference plan. Seven, all maintenance and refueling of equipment and vehicles shall be performed at least 50 feet or as far as practical from all wetlands and watercourses. Eight, all disturbed areas on the site not directly required for construction activities shall be temporarily hayed and seeded until permanent vegetation is established. Nine, after commencement of construction and an inspection of the condition, integrity, and adequacy of the sediment erosion controls shall be made by a qualified party on a regular basis, at least once every 7 calendar days and within 24 hours at the end of a storm event that is 0.5 inches or greater, and until the City of Derby determines that inspections are no longer required. 10, the Wetland Enforcement Officer, City Engineer, or any other duly authorized representative of the City of Derby shall have the authority to direct the applicant's developer and or contractor to install additional sediment and erosion control measures as conditions may warrant. 11, a contact individual together with a 24-hour phone number shall be designated with the responsibility and authority to receive notice of any breaches or deficiencies of sedimentation and erosion controls on site and to coordinate repair of any such breach or deficiencies within 8 hours of the notice from the inspector, wetland enforcement officer, city engineer, or any other duly authorized representative of the City of Derby. 12, the agency's decision to disapproval makes no warranties or representations, either expressed or implied, that future regulated activities will be permitted on this site. And then I go on to list that disapproval is based upon the following documents submitted in support of the application. And it's items 1 through 6, which include the plans, the application, list of property owners, stormwater report, and testimony from the applicant. So that is the motion, Mr. Chairman. Numbers, they're really all standard stipulations for the applicant's benefit. But we do have the suggestion in here that the marker post be placed at the limit of disturbance or the 50-foot upland review area. In this case, it seemed that 75 feet was a reasonable distance given the disturbance. I don't know if the members have any thoughts or questions on that condition or if they feel that it's warranted or not warranted. It's up to you.
No, I think that's a, I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I agree with that. We do that with everybody, so.
Okay.
I agree.
I agree as well. And they're not all that obvious. It's a 4x4 post. It's lower. Take away from any of the property value or the views.
Just it's a notice that for the owner, you in this case, future owners, that that any activity beyond there is just a notice that you're sort of getting into a regulated area. That's really what it serves to do.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they can be, they're about 4-inch diameter placards. They can be nailed to a tree or to a post if there's no trees in the vicinity.
Okay. Where do we acquire those?
They have them at the building office. They have a stack of them in their
supplies. Okay. All right.
Are there any other questions for the applicant or for Ryan?
No.
Okay. If not, I'll entertain a motion from either Jason or Jennifer.
All approved.
All approved. Yep.
That's a first and a second. Is there any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're approved. Good luck now.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And I'll email you a copy of that draft motion once I clean up a couple of grammatical errors that I had. We'll have that sent over to the building official so that he can have that in his record. So.
Excellent.
Can you send me a copy of the updated one, Ryan, so we make sure the minutes are accurate?
Of course.
Okay, well, there's no other business on our agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second. First.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. You guys.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Good luck, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.
It's 6:17 p.m.